Good evening and welcome to the Big Bear Arena for high school hockey as Sioux High gets ready to take on the Capital City Capitals. Blue Devils at 6-5-2. Cap City comes in 8-5-1. Sioux High's won two in a row. Last week wins over Fenton Linden here in Sioux St. Marie at the Twin Sioux Showcase 5-0, and they hung on to beat Plymouth 3-2. Much different team than they had, as if you missed it at the top of the broadcast, Garrett Gorsuch no longer on the team. They have Joey Engel out with an injury. Randon Blair's doing the camera work. He's out 6 weeks. They hope to have him with that broken bone back before the playoffs. Mike Bontrager is in COVID protocols, so only one goaltender for Sioux High here tonight. Now we're underway as we drop the puck, taken by the Blue Devils, and Dom Chico, left wing side, floats the puck down and behind the Capitals net, and Harrison Powell, and behind the net it goes. The goaltender, Powell for the Caps, turned over at the blue line, Capital City. They get it back, Leo Clement, right wing side, Evan Hoagland now hog ties him, picked up there by the Capitals. This is Gunnar Sturrett, and Sturrett dumps it in behind Forgrave, picked up by the Blue Devils. Hoagland now, entry feed up the left side, he misses his man Chico on the pass, back behind the blue line. Dunbar trails back, picks it up, long entry feed, knocked away by the Capitals. Parker Foss shoots it in the Sioux High zone. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll dump it in. Trace Moran going in after it. Picked up by the Capitals, number 24. That's Logan Dunham. Dunham turns it over. Blue Devils get it in front. Medrick on that forward line loses the puck. Odin Medrick picked up there by Avery Wilson. He shoots it back in the Capitals zone. We played a minute, no score at the Big Bear. Dave Watson and Big Daddy here at the Bear. Big Daddy Corbier. And I'm, of course, Dave Watson with Frank Blissett, our broadcast engineer, working our variable resistors just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Icing call there, and a stoppage in play. 15:52 left, opening period, no score.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, like I say, you know, it's going to be key in the net right now. Goaltending, and the biggest, mentally, it's, you know, with a lot of adjustments for the coaches right now, mentally to see how the players are going to react with the players that are out of the lineup.
From the drop of the puck now, Sioux High plays it to the left wing side. Now it's Medrick. Medrick now dumps it down and behind the Capitals net. Capitals with the puck now, number 7, Anderson Young. Young now will try to bring it up ahead. He'll get it out to center. Picked up by the Capitals there. That's Carson Langer. And Langer dumps it into the Sioux High zone. Now it's Langer with it. Langer along the wall tries to play it back over to Owen Christie. Christie floats it down and behind Forgrave. Picked up by the Capitals. They'll hold the puck in there. And it's going to be Brian Matko. Matko back out to the point. Pick up there by the Capitals. There's a shot kicked away. And it's picked up by Sioux High. They'll bring it up ahead. Medrick. Medrick dumps it down all the way into the Capitals zone. Sioux High goes for a partial line change. And now here's Ethan McDonald. He is roving around in behind the Capitals net trying to get to the puck for Sioux High. Capitals get to it. They'll bring it up ahead now. It's picked up by Blake Agnew. He'll dump it down right wing corner. Now Jay Dunbar. Dunbar now over it goes to Eschrich. Right wing side Eli Hills. Hills gets it out to center. McDonald loses it. And it's picked up by the Capitals. They dump it down and behind Forgrave. Picked up by Sioux High. They'll play it off the Dashers. Picked up there by the Capitals, a turnover. It's Agnew holding it in. There's a shot from the right corner. Didn't get through traffic. A backhand by Wayne Matthews. And back comes Sioux High. They're in transition. Right wing side across the blue line. Walking right in, Eli Hills. He'll dump it to the left wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by the Capitals. They'll head up ice. Now it's turned over. Sioux High has it above the blue line. They have to dump it into the right wing corner. Hoagland does just that. Picked up there by the Capitals, Brody Olger. Olger now dumps it right wing side. And chasing after it, Jay Dunbar in his own zone. Now Dunbar plays it up the left wing side across the neutral zone. Chico has it. Dominic Chico walking in right wing side, has two Capitals on him to put the brakes on in between the circles. Hoagland's shot goes well wide. Picked up there by the Capitals. Capitals turn it over. There's Chico again dancing in behind the net. Now Dominic Chico with the puck in the Capitals zone. He'll wheel around to the left wing corner. Now puts the brakes on, fakes left, goes right. Now left wing side up to the left point, Cale Bell. Bell dumps it to Kennedy in behind the Sioux High net. Evan Kennedy to Hoagland. Hoagland on the Dashers. Good puck possession here by Sioux High. Now it's held in there by Dunbar. He'll dump it down in behind the net. And it goes in the left wing corner. Capitals pick it up. Sioux High goes for a line change. And now here comes Cap City. They're cruising across center. They'll walk right in now with the puck. Logan Dunham. Dunham, a tall drink of water. He'll dump it down right wing corner. Picked up there by Sioux High. They fail to clear. Avery Wilson, he's bumped around there by Leo Clement. Now Suhai gets to it. Moran in the backhand of the neutral zone. Picked up there by the Capitals now. Now it's going to be Gunnar Sturrett knocked away. And now here comes Suhai up the left wing side. Avery Wilson. Wilson walking right in. Down low, left wing corner. Now it's picked up there by Wilson. Wilson off the dashers. Now Trace Moran. Moran above the right faceoff circle. Plays it right point. Now there's a shot. They score from the point. Suhai's up 1-0.
Yeah, that was a nice race. They got it down deep there. Moran come up and rolled up. You see the guy at mid-deep. Especially took the shot. There might have been a little bit of a three. Suhai goes up 1-0 right now.
Estrich with the goal for Suhai. Just like that, they take the lead. 4-10 time of the goal. And that's what the doctor ordered there, Big Daddy.
Yeah, I mean, they had to get one early to stay in this game. Because, you know, if you look at the bench and how deep both benches are, you know, Suhai's going to have to shoot everything that they got at that net.
Medrick and Moran with the assists at 4:50, and Suhai has a 1-0 lead. It was a point shot by Estrich for the goal. Now it's picked up there by the Capitals. They'll dump it down. It's kicked away by Forgrave. It goes down low into the corner now. Picked up by Suhai. They'll float it out to the neutral zone, and they'll pick up a loose puck. Now it's Avery Wilson going from right to left, dancing right in. Now Wilson shoots it down low, left wing corner and behind the net. Picked up by the Capitals. Capitals will bring it up ahead now, up the dashers, and it's shot all the way down the ice. Jay Dunbar goes in after it. Dunbar down and behind the net. Suhai up 1-0 on the Estrich goal. Entry feed up the left side goes by everybody. Icing call, 11:56 to go. Opening period, 1-0 Blue Devils.
You know, we talked earlier about the third line. You know, the third line, with McGuire, they're going to be key here down the stretch. They're going to be key tonight and just see how they react. And, you know, hopefully the coach will get them out there and get a lot of minutes out of them because, you know, with the guys out of the lineup, two or three guys out of lineup, you got to use them as much as possible.
Now from the draw, Capitals with it up the right point now. They'll hold the puck possession in. Reed Inglia. Inglia dumps it down in behind the net. Picked up there by Suhai. They'll head up ice. Up the right wing side. Three Blue Devils breaking into the neutral zone. Knocked away by the Capitals. They clear it back in the Suhai zone. Trailing back, Cale Bell in front of his own goaltender. Entry feed misses George Bauman. And it goes down the ice, down in behind the Capitals goaltender, Harrison Powell. Picked up there by the Capitals. They'll head up ice. Now to the left point. Bell with a shot. It goes well wide. Now it's picked up there by Dunbar. Dunbar holds it in. He'll float it on the dashers. Eli Hills can't hang on. Knocked away by the Capitals, and they'll bring it up ahead now. It's going to be Ben Capone. Capone dumps it in. Dunham back to Capone. Capone from a bad angle dumps it down and behind the net. Over to the right wing corner, now picked up by Suhai. Cale Bell. He'll dump it to the length of the ice. Evan Kennedy giving chase in the capital zone. He's bumping there with Anderson Young. Young trying to come up with it, picked up by Suhai. Young knocks it away. Young now up the left wing side, misses Sturrett on the pass. Turned over, here comes Suhai in the capital zone. Chico trying to get around the D-man, he can't. Now down and behind the net, Hoagland. He hangs on to a good puck possession by the Blue Devils, up 1-0. Now it's Dunbar, he'll dump it down and behind the net. Kennedy has it down low, he's tripped up there by Dunham. Dunham tries to clear it down the ice, up the right wing side, out to the neutral zone. Picked up by the Capitals, turned around, Dunbar. Dunbar now to Chico, walking right in. Chico shoots right in on Powell, and Harrison makes the save.
Yeah, that line there has got a little bit more offense. Probably one of his better lines there, but he's got pretty good balance because he's got Wilson and Moran on the one line. They're skilled guys, but Metric, he's going to be that big pounder for that line tonight.
You talked about the third line, Big Daddy, and the fact that, you know, before it was, oh, it's a nice thing to have that extra
right
line. But as you said, that comes in very handy because now they're going to get a lot more minutes.
Yeah, they're going to be key here down the stretch.
Now Suhai has the puck in their own zone. Cale Bell. Bell brings it up to Moran. He misses the pass. Out to the neutral zone, Avery Wilson. Wilson now to Goodrich. Back over to Avery. He loses his wheels. He crashes into the boards in front of the Capitals net. Out to the Capital City neutral zone. Goodrich dumps it back in. Picked up there by the Capitals. They'll walk in. Left wing side out to center. Backhanded in there by Brian Matko. He'll dump it down into the right wing corner, into the Blue Devil zone. Now picked up there by the Capitals. Now it's Carson Langer. Langer now loses it. Now Avery Wilson. Wilson can't get to it in the neutral zone. Picked up there by Suhai. They'll trail back. Trace Moran. Moran cross ice pass. Entry feed Avery Wilson. He misses him. Picked up at the Capitals blue line now. They'll play it off the high glass in front of the Suhai blue line. Dunbar twirls around. Gets it up ahead. Missing the pass was McDonald. Now it comes back to Dunbar and he dumps it in the Capitals zone. 9:20 to go. Opening period. 1-0 Suhai with the lead. Now the Capitals bring it up ahead now. This is played by Blake Agnew. Agnew with a shot well wide of the net. Goes left wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by the Capitals. Capone, he'll turn it over. And Suhai dumps it the length of the ice in on Powell, who clears it to the left wing corner. Picked up by Suhai, they'll hold it in. Eli Hills colliding there with Josh Dees. And now it's picked up by Hills. Hills to Bauman. Now right point sent in front by Bell. The rebound, Dunbar was there. Make that McDonald on the backhand. Nice save there by Powell. And it's cleared the length of the ice by the Capitals as it remains a 1-0 Suhai lead.
Yeah, you know, they come off McDonald's line, come out, and they were bumping and hitting there a little bit. Got the puck possession a little bit, got it to the net there, and almost scored.
1-0 Suhai, 8:48 to go opening period. Face off to the right of the goaltender, Powell. Picked up there by the Capitals. They'll head up ice, Max Tyler. Tyler now, he's top in assists for the Capitals, or make that goals. He'll bring it into the right point, down and behind the net. They score! Forgraves caught sleeping. He didn't know where the puck was, and they backhand it into the wide open net to the left side. Tristan was looking the wrong way, and the Caps tie the game.
Well, you know, that's focus, and it's something that he hasn't had a lot of game time and,
yep,
you know, and timing and so forth. But, you know, hopefully the team gets around him. I've seen Evan Kennedy go and bat him on the head and say, hey, that's okay. You know, I'm hoping that that's what he said to him. But, hey, he got caught sleeping, and there's no doubt that's what happened.
That's what happens, and he haven't only played three games.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just the bottom line.
He just ain't got that game focus going right now.
We'll get the totals on who scored that goal here in a moment, hopefully. Capitals make it 1-1 here in the first period of play. They dump it in. Leo Clement. And Tyler. Clement with the goal for the Capitals. Tyler had the assist for Capital City. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Leo Clement scoring. One of their top players. And now Suhai brings it in. There's a shot, and Powell juggled it. He makes the save as Kennedy was on the doorstep.
Yeah, you know, puck possession, you know, probably going to Suhai far in this game here, but, you know, something with the shots being 5-2 right now. Suhai's just got to be careful and just get it to the net and keep their game simple, you know, and they'll have some success here.
Face off to the right of Powell, 7:57 to go opening period, 1-1 tie. Trace Moran for the draw, taken by Leo Clement and the Capital City Capitals out the center. Now the Capitals have it, Max Tyler, right wing side across the blue line. He'll walk right in, that's poke checked away by Estrich to the right corner, picked up there by the Capitals. Tyler down and behind the net now, this is Clement. Clement with the puck knocked away by Moran and behind the Suhai net. He'll jostle around and get it to Estrich. Now Cade will bring it off the high glass. It beats everybody and goes down the ice. Race to the loose puck. Wilson's trying to get there for Suhai. Chopped away by the Capitals. Picked up there by Trace Moran. Moran poke checked away from the puck. And now it's picked up by Gunnar Sturrett. Walking in. Backhand shot. Poked away there by Tristan Forgrave. And now Sturrett has it. It goes up into the netting out of play.
Yeah, Forgrave needs one good stop. I'm not going to say a game stopper, but one good stop to get back into the game and get his mind set. And like you say, when you only play three games, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us have seen this, you know, in different hockey teams and so forth. It's really tough to get in that game mode.
Face off to the right of Forgrave as he sees it. There's a shot kicked away and a nice save there by Tristan. Came from the point, and now Suhai clears it out to center. Picked up by Cap City, and they'll bring it up ahead. Poke checked away, and the puck goes up and out of play. We get a stoppage with 6:58 to go opening period. 1-1 between Cap City and Suhai.
Yeah, Tristan needed that stop right there. It was a nice shot from the point. He could see it and made the good stop. So, you know, hopefully that'll get some confidence back into his line mates.
From the neutral zone of Suhai, picked up by Cap City. Now it's number 7, Anderson Young. Young dumps it down to the Suhai zone. Now it's Cale Bell. Bell up the right wing side to Goodrich. Goodrich misses the pass. Now Capone. Capone dumps it left wing corner. Now it's dumped down in behind the net. Cale Bell has it off the high glass. It comes off the rail and out to center. George Bauman with two Blue Devils to his right. Bauman walks in for Suhai, puts the brakes on. Bauman dumps it down low, left wing corner. Bauman picks up the puck. He'll cycle it down low. Knocked away. Cap City picks it up. And now here comes Blake Agnew. Agnew will dump it the length of the ice, and Cade Estrich will trail back. Estrich will head up ice for Suhai. Now this is Cade Estritz out the center. He's the goal scorer for the Blue Devils. He walks right in. Left wing side, Estritz. Estritz down and behind the net, loses the puck. Kennedy trying to hold it in. Evan Kennedy with it. Kennedy picks it up. Nice play around the D-man. Loses it down and behind the Capitals net. They played off the high glass to the point, held in by Estritz. Suhai holds it in. They turn it over. Cap City brings the puck down. We get a stoppage at center ice as we get a whistle on the play with 5:53 to go in the period. 1-1 tie.
Well, it's getting a little bit physical, and that's what they need towards the end of this period here, just to get that confidence up. But, you know, they can't get too physical with Cap Center here with Lanson, because I tell you, the numbers on the bench, I mean, come the third period, you know, Suhai's got to be glad that they clean the ice in between periods, because they won every two periods and then clean the ice, they'd be pretty well wore down.
For the drop of the puck picked up there in the neutral zone by Suhai. And now the Blue Devils will pick it up at the blue line. Hoagland walking around, splits the D. He turns the wheels around to the left point. Now to Dunbar. Dunbar has it chipped up, goes off the dashers in the rail. Now it's picked up there by the Capitals, and they'll dump it down out the center. Max Tyler taps it. Nice play over to Sturrett. Walking right in. Back to Tyler in the shot. That's deflected off Forgrave, and it goes up high. Down low into the corner. Picked up now to the left point. Picked up by the Capitals. They'll dump it down in behind the net now as Cap City has it over to the right corner. The Capital City turns it over. Suhai with it. Dominic Chico. Chico trying to break out. Entry feed out to center. That's poke checked away. Loose puck, though, comes into the Capital zone. That's going to be Logan Dunham. Now Dunham, the tall defenseman, brings it up the left side. Sturrett gets hit there, and a big hit by Medrick. Medrick in the neutral zone. Now Odin will dump it into the Capital zone. Entry feed right side. Leo Clement walking in. Now Clement for the Capitals. He gets around Dunbar, down and behind the net. Dunbar hits him hard to the boards. Picked up there by Sturrett. They try to feed it in front, make that Capone, and it goes all the way down the ice into the Capital zone. Avery Wilson is out skating the D-man there, but he still lost the edge to the puck as it's shot out by Foss. Parker Foss out the center. Now Suhai, Cale Bell. Bell loses his man on the pass. He wanted to get to the right side to Goodridge. Now right wing corner in the Cap City zone. Capitals with the puck. They dump it to the neutral zone. Goodridge shoots it right back in and behind Harrison Powell, the Capitals goaltender. 4:15 to go, opening period. 1-1 tie. Now out the center. Here come the Capitals. I bring it out. This is Griffin Ransom walking in. The shot kicked away for Grave. That's a big save there. And now Bowman out to the neutral zone. Bowman to Moran. Moran to Eli Hills. And Hills will dump it down wide to Powell, down and behind the Capitals net. 1-1 tie. Cap City and Suhai here in the first. Quick moving first period, up tempo hockey. Now it's Reed Inglia walking in. Offsides is the call.
Yeah, they're both good skating teams. You know, one thing that the coaches are doing with Suhai is if you look at the shifts, maybe 15, 20 seconds. He's not doing no wholesale right now because they really can't afford it with their bench. But, you know, one, two guys go at a time. And I've been looking at the time of some of the shifts, 15, 20 seconds, which is good with the bench that they got.
Marquette lost to Livonia Stevenson earlier tonight, 3-2 in overtime.
Oh, that's a big win there for Livonia.
That's down.
The Marquette's good.
And that is down at the North-South Showcase in Traverse City, going on at center ice this weekend. All kinds of teams there from all over the state. And now Dominic Chico has the puck in the Capital zone. He'll lose the puck. Now it's shot right back out. Now here come the Capitals up the right point, walking in, and the shot for Grave hangs on. That shot from Carson Langer, he's able to make the save.
Yeah, he's got to have a couple of big stops, you know, especially late in the period with 1-1. You know, like I said, he's got to get confidence back in himself, and, you know, instead of fighting the puck, he's fighting it just a little bit, but he's going to be okay when this thing keeps going.
Now the faceoff will be to the right. To the left of the goaltender for Grave, as I should say. Drop of the puck, goes down and behind the net. And Cade Estritz brings it up. I think that text, I'm not sure on the number, was sent by Dapper Dan Lasley,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
The Dapper one. One of your core hards of the Indians.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He does a good job for us, you know, and he keeps right up on all the high school stuff. Which is
he
very,
does.
Very
He's
good.
Your runner when he's here, too.
You bet.
Go talk to that parent, see what that kid's deal is. And Dapper, the Dapper one goes and does it. With a smile. Now Trace Moran walking in. Left wing side over to the corner now. Picked up there by Leo Clement.
Oh, I'm checking the ref out.
Here come the Capitals. Max Tyler walking in. Tyler now walks in down low in behind the net. Now Tyler has the puck along the wall. Now it's shot down and behind the net to Leo Clement. Clement now with the puck. Clement loses it. Poke checked away by Moran. Good play by Moran in his own zone. He'll get it over to Cale Bell. Boyd Trace has played very well in his own zone tonight, like an extra D-man. Here comes Suhai Bell. Bell entry feed, right wing side, Odin Medrick. Now out to center. He'll dump it down and behind Harrison Powell. 2:15 to go, opening period, 1-1 tie. Capital City and Suhai in high school hockey. It's the Kuwaitan Casinos Showcase this weekend at the Big Bear Arena. Petoskey won earlier tonight over West Ottawa from Holland, Michigan by a score of 3-2. Now it's Jay Dunbar twirling around in his own zone. Dunbar up the left wing side of the ice, out to center. Now into the neutral zone. He'll dump it down off the rail and it bounces down and behind the Capitals net. Picked up there by Cap City. Poke checked away by Wayne Matthews to the Suhai blue line.
Oh, they had too many men. I think they got caught.
And they did. A too many men call. As
right in front of him. I think, I don't know. Yeah, I think he caught it.
Cade Estritz tried to decoy it there, but could not. And a stoppage in play with 1:47 to go here in the opening period of play. We'll have our first power play, I do believe, and Big Daddy's right. It is a too many men call. 1-1 tie, and the Capitals go on the first power play of the night.
Well, it happens, you know. It's just something that when you're quick shifting and, you know, you got to be on that bench ready to go. You know, time of their shift, like say 15, 20 seconds, Estrid was, you know, just jumped new, and I seen Rich Roach is out there talking to him and trying to tell him, hey, settle down, just stay focused. We're changing one at a time. We're not changing two.
Eli Hills will serve the bench minor for too many men. Leo Clement on the power play. First power play of the night goes to the Capitals. 1-1 tie late first. Now Logan Dunham. Dunham tap pass now. Max Tyler left slot. He'll shoot. Kicked away. The rebound. Forgrave is there. He'll hang on.
Yeah, he needs that. That was a big save. You know, they're boxing. Also, guys boxing. The guy's out pretty much to let Forgrave see that puck. And you know, he was right there, dotting on the spot, right outside the blue there, and his puck came right to him.
As Suhai right now on a 1-1 tie, Hoagland right now has that, actually Eli Hills is serving that penalty. And now it's picked up there by the Capitals. They'll set it right in, and Forgrave hangs on to make the save.
Yeah, Cap Center had a nice give and go down low, and, you know, Tristan's staying pretty much focused there. He had his eye on the puck all the way, made a good save.
1:24 left here in the opening period, and the Capitals on a power play. It will carry over a bit to the second period, perhaps. 1:38 left in the penalty. Capitals get the draw. They dump it down and behind Forgrave. On the power play, Cap City, thanks to that bench minor for too many men on the ice, or Suhai. Max Tyler. Tyler plays it off of Hoagland, comes back to himself, drops it off to Clement. Clement loses it. Now it's picked up there up top on the perimeter. This is Dunham. Dunham now in between the circles. Tyler shot deflects over to the right wing wall. Picked up there by Sturrett. And now Gunnar Sturrett with it. Now left point Dunham. Dunham waits, shoots high, fire miss over to the right corner it goes. Rolls around to Sturrett. Under a minute to go in the period. Now Sturrett has the puck over to Capone. Capone fans in the pass. Dunham comes to it. Back over to Capone. Capone loses it. Estritz can't clear it out. Picked up there, out to the point. There's a shot just wide, deflected away by Dunham. It goes down low, left wing corner. Capone holds it in. Now Ben Capone. Capone cycles the puck down low and behind the net. Picked up there by Tyler. Tyler in the slot. Clement fans on the shot. Loose puck now. Forgrave out of the net. They're buzzing into the Capitals. Another shot. It goes down and behind the net. Now they'll try to lob it in front. 12 seconds to go in the period. Now the Capitals have it again. Capone. Capone sends it in front. Sturrett. The shot goes just wide. Down low. Right wing corner. Clement trying to hold it in. Suhai trying to clear it out. The horn will sound. That will be the end of the first period of play. And it's a 1-1 tie. Suhai and Cap City, with 13 seconds left on that penalty going into the second period of play. We'll take a timeout, come back with the first period scoring summary and much more. Suhai in a 1-1 tie after 17 minutes at the Big Bear Arena with Capital City. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Suhai jumped out to the 1-0 lead here in the first period of play, and a goal by Cade Estrich at 4:10 of the first period of play. Assisting on the goal would be Trace Moran along with Odin Medrick. It would be a shot from the right point from Estrich getting through traffic and past the goaltender Harrison Powell for a 1-0 Blue Devil lead. Capitals came back. They would wrap it around a wide open net. Tristan Forgrave he was looking one way, the puck went the other. Of course, this is only Forgraves' fourth start of the season, and getting the goal would be Gunnar Sturrett wrapping around into the wide open side of the net, and that would be at 10:24. Assisting on the goal, Max Tyler and Leo Clement. We originally gave it to Clement, and they changed it thanks to a Cap City parent that told us that Gunnar Sturrett scored that goal, number 19. And Clement got an assist with Max Tyler, and it's 1-1 after one. Shots on goal, 11-5 in favor of Capital City. And right now, Suhai trying to kill off the first Cap City power play of the day. It's the first power play for either team, and it was a too many men on the ice call to the Blue Devils. 13 seconds left on that penalty to the Blue Devils, the bench minor, that will be over shortly into the second if they can kill off the rest of that penalty. And it's 1-1 after one. Big Daddy, your thoughts on that first period of play?
I thought it was a pretty good period both ways. You know, both teams are skating fairly well, evenly balanced. It's just that the numbers go to the Cap Center, obviously, because, you know, with the guys that are setting up for Suhai right now. But, you know, goaltending is going to be key. And, you know, I know Forgraves probably wants that goal back. And, like I say, it's only his fourth start, and it's hard to get that focus, that game focus in the end. You know, he made a couple of good stops after that, so hopefully in the dressing room, you know, the coach will stop saying, hey, just stick it out, you know, just stay focused on the net, and hopefully his teammates will be there to back him up. Other than that, hey, puck possession, power play, Suhai's going to have to stay out of the box with their numbers right now, and, you know, it's going to be a big kill, 13 seconds left in this penalty going into the second period. The shots changed a little bit now, and shots are 11-5 right now, so, you know, something, puck possession, obviously for Cap Center, you know, they have the advantage on that, but, you know, Suhai's playing well, and Cap Center's playing well, so we're in for a good second period.
And up on the hill at the Able Arena over on today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM are Billy Crawford and John Forrest. The Fighting Joe Shawns, Michigan Tech, with a 2-0 lead over the Lakers right now. And that's with 15:05 left in the third period of play. Boy, the Lakers need a W, and they need one bad.
Well, you know, at this point of the season, you know, we talked about this earlier off the air, is that, you know, every point counts for everybody at every level right now. And, you know, where Lake Superior is at in the standings, you know, it's a big weekend. The parity of their league is, you know, you got to come to play every night. Otherwise, you're going to be not getting no points at all.
Hey, I wonder if Boo Holland's at that game tonight. Oh, yeah. Joey's got a good team there. You know, he's got some really good players. Oh, the Lakers, they need to get a W. Oh, that's for a Dapper Dan there. He wanted Boo Holland.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just something that, as you would say, when the Messiah's around, I guess, you know, he kind of perks up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, give them all.
The trumpets play. Oh. He goes against the red carpet daddy from Pegator Cleaners.
Oh,
vacuums
yeah.
It, gets it going. He gets the velvet rope out, probably some red velvet cake because he loves that. And he gets it all, and then he cues the trumpets, and here comes the Messiah.
Well,
Well,
you know, he probably is up there right now saying, you know, I kind of stole that guy for Pa. But, you know, he didn't want to go to Tech, but, you know, we had him going to Tech. And,
oh, yeah. I
and
talked
so
to his
far,
dad
yeah.
there. Yeah, yeah, Prof, the Messiah, talked to him, too. Oh, yeah, old Mikey Boo there. We love Boo Boo. So, of course, that's for the Dapper one. Dan Lasley listening. Thanks to Dan getting us that Marquette score, losing to Livonia Stevenson earlier
today. Yeah, you know,
today.
That's
North
a, you
South
know,
Showcase.
You know, Marquette, you know, knowing what they have, you know, being from the UP and so forth. And, you know, it's just something that... This should be a good year for them. I think they're going to go after a state championship. I think they're built from top to bottom to maybe make that run this year. So, you know, with Livonia beating them, now they probably got a little bit humble and said, hey, maybe we're not as good as we think we are.
Leo, Livonia Stevenson's a pretty good program. They've been right there in state championship, so that was a good hockey game there. We'll take a break and be back with more here in a little bit. We'll send it back for ABC News in a moment as well. Suhai 1-1 with Cap City after one period of play of Blue Devil hockey at the Big Bear Arena and the Quaiden Casinos Showcase at 1230 WSOO.
Give a shout out, probably. I don't know. Here we go.
And we're back here to the Big Bear Arena as Suhai gets the puck moving from left to right as seen on your radio dial. This is Logan Dunham with the puck. Dunham now will dump it down into the corner, and 16:46 to go here in the second period. We say hello to everybody listening and believe we may have some people listening that are Capital City Capital fans. So we say hello to everybody.
And if we do, maybe text the film guy to make sure that that you guys are listening to the right channel.
Yeah, if you're listening to the to Radio Sioux, WSOO, then that's us. If you're listening to the Eagle, well, then you won't hear us anyway because you're listening to the other
station. They're at the other end of the bench.
They're the other end of the bench. We got the condominium press box side here. We always make sure we got the good side. And now it's dumped down low, right wing corner. Sioux High with the puck. And the Blue Devils will head up ice. This is played by Andy Goodrich. And Goodrich will bring it up the right wing side. He'll dump it into the Cap City Capitals zone. Now the Capitals up the left wing side. Sioux High with it. This is Evan Kennedy. Kennedy will fire an entry feed all the way down. It will go. And
oh, that's a top call. He's going to call that on Chico here, and it's just something that I thought Chico just ran and pushed him off, and, he's going to give Chico a penalty.
And a penalty coming up here.
That's a tough one.
For Chico. And Dominic will go off, and right as they kill off one penalty, they get another one.
Yeah, that was going to be key. We talked about that in between periods, that, you've got to stay out of the box, especially with a short bench.
Now Matt McLeod will open up the penalty box door for him, and Chico will get into the penalty box. Roughing call to Chico. Capitals' second power play of the night, 0-for-1 on the power play. Max Tyler brings it in down low, in behind the Sioux High net. Tyler, right wing corner now, plays it over to Capone, back to Tyler. He'll try to wrap it around Forgrave. There's a rebound, loose puck there. Tristan tries to hang on. They wave it off. They thought they got the puck in, but if it did go in, it was after the whistle. 1:39 to go in the penalty on Chico. 15:47 left. Second period, 1-1 tie.
What I liked about that play is not only did Cap Center come around with the puck, but it's just something that, kept Tristan on his toes right there on that wraparound because, last one beat him, that groaner, and he probably said to himself, I'm not going to get beat like that again.
Now from the draw taken there by Sioux High, and they'll clear the zone as it will go all the way down in behind Harrison Powell. Powell plays the puck there. Powell leaves it. Now the Capitals will head up ice as it's a 1-1 tie. They have the power play going. Capone across the blue line, two men with him. He drops it off to the trailer, Tyler, and it goes down low, right wing corner. Picked up there by Sturrett. Sturrett up top above the right faceoff circle, down low, Capone. Back on the perimeter, Sturrett wheels around, back to the point, Dunham fans on the shot, comes back to him. There's a shot, it goes well wide, down low, in behind the net now, Bauman, and Bauman will backhand at the length of the ice. Powell's there, and he'll tap it off to Logan Dunham. Dunham now will bring it up ahead, long entry feed, he misses Sturrett. Sturrett taps it down and behind Forgrave, picked up there by Sioux High, and Escherich will clear the zone in the PK, off the dashers, down and behind Powell. Harrison Powell plays it there. Kennedy is there and nearly stole it in behind the Capitals net. Picked up by Capone, or make that number 7, Anderson Young. Up the left wing side, Philip Staub moving in. Staub drops it off to the left point. On the power play, Anderson Young. Young right point now for the Capitals. They'll dangle the puck around up top of the blue line. Young. Young in the left slot. Tyler's there up top. There's a shot for Clement. Bouncing puck. Tyler tries to get to it. This shot kicked away. The rebound. And Forgrave makes a couple dandy saves. They hold it in at the point. 9 seconds left in the Chico penalty. Now Anderson Young with the shot. The rebound in front. Knocked away. The first shot denied. And look out. There goes Tyler. Hits the deck. There's a shot. The rebound. And Forgrave dumps it down on behind the net. Great action there. And now Sioux High in the PK. Now they're at full strength. Chico out of the box.
That could be a penalty shot there.
Walking in there. And that's going to be a delayed penalty. There's a shot well wide. I don't think they'll call it a penalty shot. But down in behind Kennedy. Kennedy feeds it in front, knocked away. We get a whistle and a holding call. Holding call to the Capitals. It'll be the first Blue Devil power play of the night. 1-1 tie, 13:47 to go in the middle stands.
Yeah, that was kind of on the wish list for that penalty shot. But, going back to that little scramble that the Cap Center had on Chris, he came up with 5 big saves right there. I mean, he was there, to the task. So that's a pretty big thing for Sioux High right now to have him in the net at that time. Big power play coming up right now for Sioux High.
Trace Moran loses it on the PK. Capitals clear it out down and behind the goaltender Forgrave. Holding call to Anderson Young, and Sioux High's on their first power play of the night. 1-1 tie early in the second period. Odin Medrick in the neutral zone has it knocked away. Andy Goodrich tries to jostle after it, and the Capitals dump it down and behind Forgrave. Now Forgrave leaves it there. Mikhail Bell with it, and Bell will bring it up ahead. On the power play is Suhai. Entry feed left side. Avery Wilson walking right in. Wilson down and behind the net. Puts the brakes on to the left corner. Back to the point. Dunbar, the shot. It goes well wide. Down low to the right corner along the wall. Picked up by Medrick. He backhands it to Goodrich. Now Andy. Goodrich now right point. Down low into the corner. Avery Wilson off the dashers. Loose stick there. Dunham tries to scoop it up with his hand. He dumps it to the corner. Picked up by Goodrich up on the point. Goodrich will dump it down right wing corner. Now along the wall, Avery Wilson has it there. Now back to Goodrich. Left point now. Here's Dunbar. Dunbar dumps it down and behind the net in the left wing corner. Trace Moran. Now Moran with the puck. He'll wheel up top left side. He'll dance around, circle back. Now Moran left point. Now Dunham the one-timer. Kicked away the rebound in front. Moran's there. The shot knocked away. Two big saves by Powell on Suhai on the Blue Devil power play. Now the Capitals in the PK dump it down. And Suhai for Grave tries to entry feed it up ahead. Suhai kind of caught sleeping. Hoagland couldn't get to it at center. And the Capitals dump it all the way back down and behind the net. Shot in by Brian Matko. Now it's picked up there by the Capitals. And Suhai digs it free. They'll bring it up now. Dunbar, left point. Dunbar rather up on his own blue line. Loses the puck to the neutral zone. Turnover. Here comes the Capitals. They'll try to race after it in front of the Suhai net. Hoagland gets to it. Now there's a bouncing puck. It went up in the air. Picked up there by the Capitals, and they'll steer it down and behind the net. Carson Langer. Langer down and behind Forgrave. Good PK work. Capitals one for one on the penalty kill. Langer dancing around and behind the net. Try to feed it in front. Now it comes out to the left point now. Shot in by Olger. Olger down low right wing corner. 1-1 tie here. 11 and a half to go in the middle stanza. And Suhai gets an icing call. Capitals kill off that Suhai power play. And they got the better of Suhai the last minute of the power play. They had some good shorthanded chances. 1-1 tie. 11:31 to go in the second period.
Yeah, Suhai got caught in that late change there. With a minute left to go in that power play. And you know, a couple of their players got caught sleeping and big turnover there in the zone. Forgrave had to be sharp on a couple of them shots.
And the drop of the puck, Avery Wilson has it. Wilson now will dig it free. He has a man to his right. It's Medrick. He's walking right in around the Capitals' D-man. Quick shot kicked away. Powell goes down and behind the net. Cap City tries to clear it up ahead. Big shot there by Avery Wilson. Good opportunity, and now it's shot right back in by the Blue Devils. Moran, he'll go in after it, taps it over to Odin Medrick. Medrick has the puck off the dashers. Akael Bell back over to Medrick. Medrick will lose the puck. Capone tries to clear it out. Picked up there by the Capitals. They'll try to dig it free. Agnew, he'll get into the neutral zone. Suhai dumps it right back in, left point. It rolls down and behind Powell. Picked up there by the Capitals. They'll head up ice. Now here comes Cap City with the puck. Anderson Young, left wing side. He's walking right in. Now Young down and behind the Suhai net. Picked up there by Kale Bell. Bell is hit hard there. Gets the puck to George Bauman. Bauman now loses the puck, gets it back. Now this is played by Ethan McDonald. Nice tap pass up ahead. Bauman walking in. He has Hills to his right. Gets it to him at the faceoff circle. A quick shot block. Capitals able to knock it away. Didn't get to the goaltender. Anderson Young has it. Now this is Dunham. Tap pass out to center. Shot right back in. Max Tyler walks right in around Bell. Now Tyler, he collides with Bell. They both go down. Picked up by Suhai, and it's turned over. Hills make that Estritz. Had it knocked away. Now bodies flying left and right as they dump it down behind the net. Sturrett went careening down, and Suhai clears the zone. We get a whistle and an icing call. 10:02 left, second period, 1-1 tie.
Well, see that third block come back out there and did a key job, a good job. The only thing, you know, they turned the puck over deep in their zone. They had a little bit of a problem getting it out. But other than that, hey, that line's going to be key. And it's just something, getting their line changes and getting back focused the way they were in the first period. Hey, right now, it's hard to get that change because you got opposite ends of the ice right now.
Drop of the puck. Capitals try to hold it in. Logan Dunham. Dunham down low into the left point now. Picked up by Cap City. They'll circle the puck up to the point. Dunham has a block. Loose puck comes out to center. Kennedy tried to race for it. Shot right back in by the Capitals. 9:45 left, middle period. 1-1 tie in the Creighton Casino Showcase. Suhai's Dunbar turns it over. Capitals with it. And they would have had a good pass. It would have had a good shot for Langer. Wide open in front. but he did not. The pass went behind him. Capitals dump it down right corner now. Dunham with a big hip check on Langer. And now the Capitals hold it in. They'll shoot it down and behind the net. Picked up there by Matko. Brian Matko with the puck. He'll fake right, go left. Matko down low, trying to shake off Goodrich. Back to the point it goes. Dunham waits, looks for a deflection, and went wide. He wanted Langer in front. Now out to the right point. They hold it in. Now the shot comes towards the net. Good defensive play there to clear the zone by Goodrich. Goodrich gets it down, and it clears it to the right wing corner. He's my favorite Blue Devil defenseman. I really like Andy Goodrich.
Yeah, you know, it's something that I was going to just say the same thing about him.
I've liked him for 3 years, steadily just improved.
He's just good, daddy.
Just a good stay-at-home defenseman. Now, he knows his role. That's what I love about the kid. He knows his role. He doesn't want to be.
And he's growing into his role.
And he, you know, he's not about being the star. He's just, like Big Daddy said, he's steady.
He's steady.
You know, and he has opportunities, I think, down the road because he does. He's just a good fundamental hockey player. Now it comes out to center. Now it's shot right back in. And I'm no scout, but that's what I see. Now Dunbar shoots it in. Capitals will dump it into the Suhai zone, and this is Cade Estrich. Estrich trails back in his own zone. Estrich now lobs it up ahead, knocked away. Leo Clement gets the turnover, walks right in. Clement sends it in front. It's blocked. Good defensive play. Suhai's playing very well in front of Forgrave in this period. Now right wing side, Cale Bell's hit. He'll dump it down behind the Capitals net. Goes down low left corner. Inglia with it. He'll clear the zone. Racing after it is Goodrich. 7:50 to go in the middle stanza. 1-1 tie. Suhai has the puck and behind their own netminder. Goodrich with the puck. Andy brings it up ahead. Now Goodrich up the right point. Out to center. He'll float the puck down low right wing corner. George Bauman gives chase. Capitals get there and behind the Capital City net. Now it's picked up by two Blue Devils, Hills and Bauman. Bauman digs it free. Bauman cycles the puck down low right wing corner. Bauman now dumped to the boards, picked up by Hills. Eli Hills jostling with it. They'll get it back to the point. Goodrich floats back as the Capitals get to it. Suhai, great play by McDonald to steal a puck at the blue line. What a nice play by Ethan. Mm-hmm. Now the Capitals get to it, and they'll bring it up ahead. Now this is Sturrett. Sturrett gets it out the center, picked up by the Blue Devils. There's Estrich. Estrich, entry feed up the Hills. Suhai's playing some good hockey here. Hills walking in, he shoots. Kicked away, down low left wing corner. Picked up by Chico. Chico walking right in. Chico loses the puck there. Could have called interference. He was floated away by the Capital player. Now he's going after Sturrett. He better be careful there. He doesn't want to pick up a penalty. Now Dunham behind the Suhai net. Now Dunham. Dunham loses the puck. Now it's backhanded in. Suhai gets to it. Estrich. Here comes Cade Estrich up the right wing side off the Dashers.
They got number.
Now here comes Kennedy. He tries to get it in front. He had Hoagland in front, as Rick alluded to. Capitals get to it, and they'll bring it up the right wing side. 1-1 tie here in the second. Cap pass up ahead. Here comes Big Ben Capone. He'll dump it in on Forgrave. He clears it out. Now it's picked up now by Kennedy in the Suhai zone. Evan Kennedy down and behind the net. Picked up there by Griffin Ransom. Ransom now dumped to the ice hard by Estrich. They're jostling hard. Now over to the corner, Hoagland picks it up. Now Hoagland, entry feed up ahead. He just missed Kennedy, or make that Chico. Racing in after it for the Capitals is Owen Christie. Christie down and behind his own net. 1-1 tie here in the second. Great action. Now up the right side. Capitals out to center. Loose puck dancing out. And here comes Langer. He's a good hockey player. Carson Langer dancing in. Still got a good shot off from his knees and went wide. Now here come the Capitals. They'll hold it in. Tap pass now. Matko down and behind the net. He looks for Langer. Couldn't find him. Now picked up there by Langer. Langer now looking. Langer down and behind the Suhai net. Now it's picked up by the Blue Devils. Now Estrich, he's bumped hard to the ice. Good physical hit. Suhai trying to clear it out down and behind the net in the Blue Devil end. And Bell falls down. Capitals get the turnover. Here comes Langer. Langer to Matko. The shot kicked away. Didn't get through traffic. Good block in front of the goaltender by Suhai. They've had a lot of those in this period. Now Kennedy trying to clear it out. Down in behind the net now. This is Cale Bell. Bell with it, and he'll lob at the length of the ice in on Powell, who let it go. Icing is the call. 5:09 left here in the second period of play, 1-1 tie.
You know, like you talked about before, you know, Suhai's getting better defensively in their zone. And, you know, as long as they keep the opposition on the outside, they did a great job there. You know, they're playing kind of like a box plus one. Then they went to a man-to-man there. And it's pretty easy to do. Down low, down below the dots, they were great. They block shots, they're doing every little thing that you got to do defensively.
From the drop of the puck, Capitals have it. They dump it down behind the Suhai net. Forgrave now will pin it against the net. We get a stop at 5:01 left here in the second. What I'm noticing, Rick, you know, you're the coach, but what I'm noticing, better positioning defensively by Suhai in front of their goaltender.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's something that they're really protected, what I call the house in between the dots. They're doing a great job. They got stick on stick, you know, and that's a good thing.
Now they'll lob it up. Will the Blue Devils up into the bench area of the Capitals, and their head coach, Joe Ford. Assistant coaches, Travis DeLong, Jason Witten. 8-5-1 record for Cap City. Not a bad hockey team. They have some good players. Sturitz, a solid player. We mentioned Clement. Logan Dunham, excellent on defense. I really like Carson Langer. And Suhai's had trouble with him here today. Drop of the puck, Avery Wilson walking in. Wilson going wide to Young. Quick shot kicked away there as steering that away for the Capitals. That's Brendan Wandle in the net. They switch goaltenders. I didn't notice that till now.
Yeah, I just see the blue helmet then. Yeah,
yeah.
I just noticed that too.
Harrison Powell. They have four goaltenders on this team. Now Clement walking in, sends it in front. The shot kicked away by Forgrave. What a big save on Max Tyler.
Save.
And now it comes out to the point. Now it's picked up there by Suhai Bauman. Bauman gets it out to center. Wandle is in the net in the second period. Harrison Powell played the first period. They have four goaltenders on this Capitals team. And now Suhai gets it out to center. This is Trace Moran. Moran misses Bauman on the pass. Now it's picked up there off the high glass. Kev took a weird carry him out the stanchion. Comes out the center and Suhai dumps it right back down. And a whistle and they'll play. What a big save by Forgrave. 1-1 tie, 3:56 to go in the second.
Yeah, you know, if this thing goes away, hopefully that Suhai wants it to go. And you know, you're going to think about that save that he made there in the second period, especially late in the period. I mean, you know, Cap Center had the 2-on-1, a perfect 2-on-1. Defensively, the defense from Suhai played it well, and you know, just thread the needle, and it was a one-timer, and Forgrave come up big.
And from the drop of the puck, Capitals have it, Logan Dunham. Dunham has it down and behind the net. They'll get it back up top, and now Hills tries to clear it out. Now Dunham. Dunham has it. He'll play it on the dashers, knocked away, picked up there, back out to center. Now the Capitals with the puck from there. It's going to be Evan Martinez. He'll dump it down and behind the goaltender for Suhai Forgrave. 1-1 tie, 3:30 to go here in the second. Logan Dunham has it. Dunham now loses it. There's a shot off the side of the net. Now it comes back out in front, out to the right point. There's a shot, loose puck in front. Capitals jostling for it. Capone, it will go down and behind the net. Now George Bauman with it. Bauman will clear the zone all the way down. It goes to the right corner. Icing is the call. 3:10 to go, middle period. 1-1 tie.
Yeah, you know, right now Cap Center is getting on a roll. I mean, puck possession, I've got to give it to them in the last probably 2 or 3 minutes there. And they're getting some shots through, and long as I can keep them on the outside. And I think there's a lot of confidence back in Tristan's game right now. So, you know, after that big save that he just had on the 2-on-1, I think he can carry them to the end here.
From the face-off to the left of the goaltender Forgrave as he sees it, Philip Staub will oppose Hoagland for the draw. 3:10 to go here in the second. Picked up there by the Capitals. And now Matko. Matko will lose it. Down and behind the net, Langer. Langer loses the puck. Now it's picked up by Medrick. Medrick will bring it up ahead out the center. Race to the loose puck now. It's picked up there by Staub. Staub now walks in around the D. Down and behind the Suhai net. And now it comes out to the point. Anderson Young clears it down low into the corner. Now it's picked up by the Capitals. Staub with it there. Staub back out to the point. Young with the shot. And Forgrave clears it to the corner. Picked up there by the Capitals. Now it's picked up by Langer. Langer now rolls up top with it. Now Young, the shot. Didn't get through traffic. It's down and behind the net. Now it's picked up by the Capitals in the left wing corner. Now it's picked up there by number 21, Matko. Matko loses the puck. Now it's picked up by Suhai. And the Capitals lose it. And this is Evan Kennedy. He'll dump it out the center. Picked up there by Anderson Young. Young will play it down and behind Forgrave. Forgrave leaves it there for Dunbar. Dunbar, entry feed. He misses everybody in the pass. Now it's number 7 with the puck, Anderson Young. And Young will clear it into the zone. They lob it all the way down the ice. Race to the loose puck. Chico beats the D-man to it, but it's icing as the call goes down in behind the net. Icing the call with 1:56 to go here in the second period of play, 1-1 tie.
Yeah, you know, we got 2 minutes, well, 1:56 to go in the shots. I mean, you know, Forgrave's doing what he's got to do here to shut these guys down. Suhai doesn't want to get into a physical game with him only because of the numbers on the bench.
with the drop of the puck picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll clear it the length of the ice. Now it's number 8, Brody Olger. Olger down low into the right wing corner, picked up by Sue High. Avery Wilson in the Capital Zone, a high riser, and it goes well wider than that. Bounces around, Sue High holds it in. Miranda Bauman. Bauman can't get to it, or it goes in the right wing corner. Now Wilson with the puck. Avery Wilson down and behind the net. Wilson tries to get it to Moran, and a big collision there. Puck comes out the center. Estrich will race for it, and Cade gets it in front of the goaltender. He'll play out the Dashers. Up ahead now, Bauman. Bauman loses the puck across the blue line. Walking in, a high riser. Goes well wide of the net. The rebound comes out, and it goes wide of the net. Picked up there by Avery Wilson. Wilson to Moran. 1:10 to go in the period. 1-1 tie. Capitals with the puck. They'll bring it up ahead now. This is Gunnar Sturrett walking in. Now Sturrett across the blue line. Drops it off. Tyler can't get there. Now it's picked up there by Sturrett. Sturrett now will make it Tyler. Tyler gets to it. Down and behind the net. Tyler cycles the net. Gets it to Leo Clement. Clement now walking in around the D. Good chance. And it's deflected. Didn't get to the net. It goes into the right wing corner. Under a minute to go in the period. 40 seconds to go in the second period. Now entry fee Kennedy misses Chico. 1-1 tie. Now it's picked up there by Chico. Chico brings it up ahead. Nice play to Kennedy. The shot kicked away. That handcuff Wandle, the goaltender. And I don't know how he made that save. Caught him off guard. Now Estrich with it off the Dashers. Down and behind the net now, Hoagland. Hoagland now over it goes to Kennedy. Make it Chico. He misses the pass. Now here come the Capitals. Race to the loose puck. Now Griffin Ransom. He stumbles. Sue High picks it up. Chico walking in. 7 seconds to go in the period. It's dumped down in the left corner. Chico trying to send it to the net. Big hit on Anderson Young on Chico as the horn will sound. That's the end of the third or second period of play. Chico with a few words with Ben Capone. Be careful there, Dominic. Capone's ancestors might have been a mobster. You never know. Uncle Al.
Oh, yeah.
One tie here after two periods of play and a good hockey game. Capital City and Sioux High. We'll take a break and come back with the thoughts on that period. No scoring, but plenty of action. 1-1 tie, Cap City and Sioux High on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Big Bear Arena after two periods of play. 1-1 tie between the Capital City Capitals and the Sioux High Blue Devils. Shots on goal, 18-9 in favor of the Capitals. Great action in that period. Excellent goaltending. Tristan Forgrave with some big saves. I thought the Blue Devil defense played very well in front of them. Sioux High looked very good and very confident out there, Big Daddy. It remains 1-1. Capitals changed goaltenders from Harrison Powell in the first period to Brendan Wandle in the second period. Let's see if they bring out a third one, because they have four goaltenders, and all of them have decent numbers. Zach Deese and Gavin Cashinder, I think all four of them are suited up. I thought I saw four of them. They have, a lengthy roster, so it's much a different story with them as it is to tomorrow's opponent, West Ottawa, who only has one goaltender and about 18, 19 skaters. But it's here, 1-1 tie. Both goals in the first period, no scoring in the second period, as it's a tie game, a 1-1. And Rick, your thoughts on that second period of play?
Well, you know, one word, entertaining, is just something that I think that was one of the better periods that I've seen Sioux High play. Because, you know, with a short bench, and it's tough to change, you know, especially when you change ends like that. They got caught one time on a wholesale, you know, and they had a big turnover there. But other than that, hey, the goaltender's been strong. He rebounded back after giving up that groaner. He's given his team a chance to stay in this game and possibly win this game, you know, and it's just something that if they do find some success here in the third period, you know, you're going to have to put a game star on Tristan Forgrave to make it.
18-9 shots on goal for the Capitals, but the shots on goal for the period was 7-4 in favor of Cap City over Sioux High. And the power plays, Capitals are 0-2 on the power play. Sioux High 0-1. Both teams doing well in the PK department, as Sioux High is 2-2 on the PK, 1-1 for the Cap City Capitals. Other scores today, the Petoskey Northmen 2-1 over West Ottawa here. That was in a shootout, and Petoskey wins it in the shootout here in the first game of the Kuwaitan Showcase. And Petoskey will play Capital City at 1 o'clock here tomorrow. Sioux High will get West Ottawa at 3 here on Radio Sioux. Matt Arbuck will join me for tomorrow's broadcast when West Ottawa from Holland takes on Sioux High. And also other scores at the North-South Showcase. Thank you to Dapper Dan Lasley for getting some scores. Granville hammered Alpena. And that's a good Alpena team. 9-5 record coming out of here last. I don't know if they played a midweek game.
Right.
But they lost last week to Fenton Linden to Alpena. Mild upset there as they chased that game. They were down 3-0, came back. They were down 2-0, came back, made it a 3-3 tie, lost to on a late goal of 4-3 to Fenton Linden. They get hammered by Granville 7-1 there. And meanwhile, Marquette lost also at the North-South Showcase 3-2 in overtime to Livonia Stevenson earlier today. Plenty of action going on. We'll have all the scores in the North-South Showcase tomorrow. Coach's Corner, 11:05 a.m. till noon from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Bird Sioux, Michigan. We'll, of course, have Jimmy Suggett, head coach of the Rudyard Bulldogs boys basketball team. They're undefeated. And one of his top players, his son, E.J. Suggett, will join us. And we'll talk to the Suggetts. And then we'll play an interview second half of the show from Mark Ewell, Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Director. All that this week in high school sports. Much more. Coach's Corner from Applebee's in the Sioux. Tomorrow, 11:05 a.m. to noon with yours truly here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOL.com and the TuneIn app as well. Hockey Lakers taking on Michigan Tech up on the hill. Abel Arena, the Fighting Joe Shans. Very good Michigan Tech team. And the Huskies are going to win that game. 3-0 last report there as they lead the Lakers late. Under a minute to go in that first period of play. The same two teams tomorrow over on today's Hits 99.5 YesFM at about 5:35 with Billy Crawford and John Forrest at the mic over on YesFM. And meanwhile, girls basketball tonight, Pat Benn and Sioux High Blue Devils win down in the old river town as they win going away over Sheboygan 45-27 as Sioux High gets to 8-3 overall with that victory and another win in Straits Area Conference. A play for them as well as the Sioux High girls basketball team is now 2-1 in conference play with that win tonight, 45-27 over Sheboygan. They're on a roll now at 8-3. They'll be at Newberry next Friday in their next game. We will take a timeout and come back with much more activities, including third period action. Back in a moment here on 1230 WSOL. Back at the Big Bear Arena, it's the Creighton Casino Showcase. 1-1 tie, Capital City and Sioux High here at the Big Bear Arena. Dave Watson, Rick Big Daddy Corbier for Blue Devil Hockey on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, Radio Sioux, 1230 WSOL, Sioux St. Marie. Our broadcast engineer is Frank Lissette. He's working our variable resistors back at the WSOL studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. As the Capitals come out onto the ice, a reminder tomorrow, the closing game of this showcase will be Sioux High taking on the West Ottawa Panthers out of Holland, Michigan. West Ottawa lost in a shootout. I was pleasantly surprised how well they played against Petoskey. You look at their record at 2-7, but put a caveat there. They play in that very tough OK conference in Grand Rapids, and that is a killer conference. They played well against a good Petoskey team. A 2-1 win for the Northmen in a shootout. And they had the one goal in the shootout for the winner. And that should be a good game tomorrow. West Ottawa, I think they'll give Sioux High a good run going into that game. Blue Devils missing players here, of course. Mike Bontrager is out of the lineup. Tristan Forgrave played very well in the net for Sioux High in his absence. COVID protocols has Mike out. And, of course, Joey Engel, one of the Blue Devils' better defensemen, is out. Odin Medrick's up on a forward line. Randon Blair, we forgot to mention last week, he got hurt and broke a bone in his foot and is out 6 weeks going back to the Big Rapids game before Christmas. They hope to have him back in time for the playoffs, if not a little bit before. And Garrett Gorsuch was dismissed from the hockey team this week as well. So those were the changes on this Blue Devil team. And the guys that are out there, Big Daddy, are fighting pretty good and playing a good hockey game.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. You know, we talked about earlier, mentally it could have a little bit of stress on you, but, you know, everybody's got to be step up, everybody's got to be accountable at the position, and if they got a role, be a role. I mean, you know, if you're a goal scorer, score some goals. I mean, if you're a forechecker, forecheck. I mean, you know, it's just something, you know, it changes some lines. Metrics brought a lot to the Moran and Wilson line tonight. You know, and the sideline guy, like you said, and he's improved over the past 3 years, and you like him, and you got to really key on him, is Goodrich. I mean, just a stay-home defenseman. He makes that first pass out of the zone. You know, and you got players that, you know, obviously, you know, the Kennedy, Evan Kennedy is doing a good job. Every one of them top to bottom tonight is doing a good job because, you know, they're coming into the ninth game, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of havoc during this week during practice, and with the coaches mixing up lines and trying to do this, trying to do that. You know, hopefully they can find a combination because I'll tell you, down the stretch here, Dave, this is probably what they're going to have, and they're going to have to live with what they got.
Sue Hine, a 1-1 tie with Cap City. Blue Devils will move from right to left as seen on the radio dial for this third period of play. Capitals up from left to right. Goal scorers tonight. Kate Escherich scored for Sue Hine at 4:10 of the opening period from Trace Moran and Odin Medrick. Capitals came back at 10:24 from Gunnar Sturrett with the goal. Max Tyler and Leo Clement with the assist. No scoring in the second period. Shots on goal 18-9 in favor of the Capitals. They outscored. Both shot Sue Hine 11-4 in that last period of play. And we're underway in the third period. Sue Hine with a puck. Dominic Chico moving in. Chico walks around the D, floats it in front, kicked away, comes right back to him. Wandle is the goaltender for the Capitals. That's Brendan Wandle for this third period of play. Now it's picked up there by the Capitals. They'll bring it up ahead now. This is Brian Macow. Macow shot for Graves, steers that down in behind the net. Picked up there by the Capitals. Capitals now play it down low into the corner. And now they get it in front. There's a shot. Knockout. And Forgrave able to make the save.
Yeah, you know, the Caps had it right down low. I mean, they found that weak side out there. And that's, you know, looking for that guy on down low that's open all the time. And, you know, he found the center. He found the guy heading to the slot. And Forgrave come up with the save.
Faceoff will come to the right of the goaltender of Forgrave in the Sioux High zone. Now they're going to say to the left. They're going to move face-off circles. Max Tyler for the draw, and he'll be opposed by Moran. Now from the face-off, picked up by Sue Hine. K.L. Bell plays it off the dashers. Avery Wilson moving in. He has a man to his right. It's Medrick. Wilson now, he's curled around, dumped to the ice, down and behind the net, into the capital zone. Moran floats it down and behind the net, and behind Wandle it goes. Picked up there by Avery Wilson. He'll lose the puck. Now he's jostling with it there with Owen Christie. Christie comes away with it for the Capitals. Off the dashers to Sturrett. Sturrett loses it. Now Trace Moran in the neutral zone. Now Moran to Avery Wilson. Wilson has a man to his left. He's walking right in. Now Medrick. Medrick loses the puck. Picked up there by Leo Clement. Clement brings it back the other way. Has a man to his left across the blue line. Walking in. Quick high riser. Up and out of play. 15:42 to go in the third and a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, it was a nice play off the wall there. He brought it up there. You know, Medrick had that one time where they ever kind of fumbled the puck and, you know, got a little bit of a turnover, so we got the faceoff back down in Sioux High zone.
Faceoff to the left of Forgrave as he sees it for the draw. Ben Capone for the Capitals. Now Logan Dunham has to retreat back out to center. He fans on the shot. They had Bauman there for Sioux High. Blue Devils get the turnover in the neutral zone. And now Eli Hills will dump it down in behind Wandle. Now it's Bauman. Bauman loses the puck. Bauman now with the puck will get it back down out to the corner. Now it comes back out the center. Now it's picked up there by Dunham. And now Dunham up to Bauman. Bauman across the blue line. He's walking right in. Now Bauman sends it in front. Nobody there. Puck pops loose over to the corner. Capone. Capone with it. He'll bring it up ahead. And now up ahead out the center. Not sure why we're getting,
getting a buzz
yeah,
there.
Yeah, getting
right?
Some kind of buzz there. And now they'll bring it back down low into the corner. And kind of a technical buzz there. I had my phone moved away. Down low, right wing corner into the capital zone. Now it's picked up by Bauman. Bauman to Dunham. Dunham loses it. Now it's picked up by Sue High. Now over to the right wing corner. This is the Blue Devils in the slot. Good chance. Hoagland had a chance. Knocked away. And now here come the Capitals. They'll bring it out. This is Staub. Offsides the call.
Yeah, you know, scoring chances right now, you know, Sue High is probably outchancing right now early in the third period. You just can't get that shot to the net to capitalize and take the lead here.
1-1 tie. Face off in the neutral zone for Sue High to the left of the goaltender Forgrave. Now from the draw, Chico. Chico now plays it back to Cale Bell. Bell on the backhand out of Chico. Chico can't hang on. Puck goes off his backside. And now it's picked up there by Sue High, and they'll head up ice. Cale Bell with it there. Bell loses it as Matko dumps him away from the puck. Now over to the right-wing corner. Capitals hold it in. Now Matko has it in behind the Blue Devil net. Matko circling and missed Anderson Young on the pass, and it goes all the way down the ice and down in behind the Capitals net it goes. Picked up by Sue High. Blue Devils with it. Evan Kennedy. Kennedy with it now. Kennedy tries to get it over to the corner. Now in behind the net. Now picked up by the Capitals' Phil Staub. Now big Phil Staub turns it over back to the point. Hoagland's there in between the circles. He fanned on the opportunity. Here come the Capitals. Staub moves in. He has a man to his left, a trailer. He'll dump it down and behind Forgrave. Picked up by Avery Wilson. He'll dump it down to the left wing corner. That was not Wilson. I think it was Kate Estridge. Now Estridge chips it out the center. Loose puck now. This is Dunham. Dunham now plays it back. Out goes on right wing side. This is played by Clementi. Waits, dangles the puck in between the circles, and the shot and a save by Forgrave. 1-1 tie, 13:24 left third period here at the Big Bear.
Yeah, scoring chances, scoring opportunities. They just got to capitalize. You know, Sue High's had probably 3-1 to the Cats there, but you know, right there on the spot is Forgrave to make that stop.
Face-off will come, and it's to the left of Forgrave, up into the netting, out of play.
Well, it makes it a little bit easier for Suhai to make the line changes now. He doesn't have to go after a wholesale. He's been changing one and two at a time here right now.
Face-off to the left of the goaltender, Forgrave. Max Tyler for the draw. We get a whistle.
Well, that's a good thing for Suhai. It gives them a little bit more of a rest right now going down, you know, getting them
a lot of up-tempo play here.
Yes.
13:19 left here of the period. 1-1 tie. Max Tyler for the draw for the Capitals. He'll be opposed by Trace Moran. And Cale Bell out there. Avery Wilson, Goodrich, and Medrick. And the draw won by Sue High on their own end. They'll try to clear it out. Tyler with it and behind the net. Now Tyler feeds it in front. Bouncing puck. And Sue High clears it out. Now they'll try to bring it up ahead. Goodrich in the backhand gets it out the center. Trailing back after it there is Inglia. Inglia turns it over in the Caps zone. Now it's Avery Wilson with it. Wilson misses Medrick on the pass. Now it's Goodrich. Goodrich down low. Now Goodrich tries to play it up ahead. Now it's picked up there by the Capitals. Capitals try to get it out to the right wing side. Now Moran with it. He'll chip it right back in. Now it's going to be Logan Dunham. Dunham with it. Dunham plays it out the center. Now it's Medrick again. Medrick across the blue line. And look out as Medrick loses the puck. And now the Capitals, Max Tyler has it. Tyler brings it right back in. He has a man with him. He'll go wide of the net around the D. He goes down and behind the net. Cade Estritz is able to knock it away from him. Good defensive play by Cade. He'll clear it on the hard around out the center. Now it's Bauman. And Bauman will dump it down and behind Wandle. Goes down and behind the net now. It's picked up by Josh Dees. Dees loses the puck. Now Capitals pick it up. Now head up ice. Now here
they
comes
numbers.
Here come the Capitals. Anderson Young with two guys with him. Backhand shot. They score! It juggled around Forgrave. He's not happier with himself. He kind of got caught in his equipment. And in for the goal. It's 2-1 Capitals.
Well, they kind of turned the puck over down in the offensive end there. And you know, the Caps going to come back with some numbers. They had a 3-on-2, didn't really capitalize on the 3-on-2. They just got it to the net, you know, on that short side there and just beat him. There wasn't much there, and, you know, I thought maybe Trista thought that he had that post covered, and it found a way to the back of the net to put the Caps center up 2-1.
4:58, time of the goal on that backhander that got underneath the elbow of Forgrave for the goal. 2-1 Cap City here in the third period. 4:58, time of the goal. We'll get the totals in a moment. Goodrich up to Hoagland. Here's the goal. Capone. So Capone assists on it. Anderson Young with the goal for the Capitals. Anderson Young able to get the goal and just a little backhander floated in underneath the elbow of Forgrave, and it's 2-1 Capitals. Now Sue High with the puck. They'll bring it up ahead now. This is Chico. He'll tap it in across the blue line. Picked up there by Philip Staub. Staub loses it. Here comes Estritz. Has a man to his right. Kennedy walking in. Shoots. Kicked away. Rebound. Wandle hangs on for the save.
Well, that's what you got to do with the chances. That they get their opportunities there. They're getting into the zone. They're getting from point A to point B. Getting in the offensive zone. They got to shoot the puck. You know, Estritz got the puck in the neutral zone. Took it all the way into the top of the circle. Got the shot. The goaltender darn near scored on him.
2-1 the score. Capitals with the lead on that goal by Young on the backhand. Suhai now dumps it down to the left wing corner, down and behind the Capitals net. Now picked up by Avery Wilson, and now losing it out the center, trailing back is Cale Bell. Now Bell at his own blue line. He'll head up ice. His pass misses everybody, and now it's Young missing Matko on the draw, and the pass rather up the middle, picked up by Suhai, and now Medrick will feed it in on Wandle. He juggled it, and now clears it down and behind the net. We get a whistle on the play. Stoppage, 10:46 to go here in the period. I think we might have a penalty. 2-1 lead for the Capitals.
I don't know. I probably missed calling offside. I think they're going to Sunrise with the puck. You know,
maybe not. Nope.
You know, right now, or icing maybe, hey, the two down Suhai's zone. Right now, Suhai's just got to get the puck to net because I think this goaltender is a little bit shaky right now. You know, he's really playing around with the puck, so it's a one-shot game for Suhai right now.
From the draw, picked up by the Capitals. Now it's going to be number six, Owen Christie. Christie will lose the puck as it's in the Suhai zone. Picked up there by the Blue Devils, and now Eli Hills with it. Hills gets it out the center. Now it's tapped out. Now Suhai has it. It's Cade Eschritz moving in. Now Eschritz. Eschritz twirling around now. Eschritz will lose it. Picked up by the Capitals. Max Tyler. Tyler swatted at by McDonald. Cap pass up ahead to Sturrett. Sturrett had the first goal for the Capitals. Down and behind the Suhai net it goes. 2-1 Capital City. Blue Devils with the puck now and behind their own net off the high glass. Eschritz plays it on the hard around. Comes out to the point. Sturrett now with it. Now Sturrett loses it. And here comes Ethan McDonald. McDonald has two men
numbers
with him. Cross the blue line. Walking in just over the net. A high riser. Good chance there by Ethan. Now Eli Hills holds it in. Hills has had a good hockey game. He dumps it down and behind the net. Left wing corner. Logan Dunham will bring it up ice. It's Suhai now. Changes. They better get back on the ice so they don't get caught. Dunham's walking right in around three Blue Devils. He loses the puck, comes out to the Suhai bench. Here's Ben Capone with it, and Capone gets it out in front. Deflected shot, and Forgrave makes a big save. Johnny on the spot. 9:32 to go in the third period of play, 2-1 Cap City.
Yeah, like you were saying on the change, you cannot make a wholesale change like that, especially when you're down by a goal, and you know, in your zone, the puck is coming through the neutral zone, heading your way, and they did a wholesale, almost got caught on it. Estes, or not Estes, but Forgrave made the save on the shot.
Well, and the Capitals are very good. There's a bad turnover. They're very good at getting in transition and up ice. Good skaters. Another big save by Forgrave. A bad Suhai turnover that was in front of their own goaltender. 2-1 Capitals. Blue Devils in the entry feed misses everybody. 9:10 to go here in the third period of play, and we get an icing call. 9:12 rather to go in the third. A stoppage. 2-1 lead for the Capital City Capitals over Suhai here in the third period.
Suhai's got to get back to their game. I mean, just keep it simple. I know that you're trying to stretch a guy right now, and you know, you're down by one, you got 9 minutes to go. Gain the zone, get some shots on the goalie.
Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender Moran. And now this is Dunbar. He gets the draw to himself. Now it comes out. Suhai with it, trying to clear the zone. They turn it over. And there goes Langer. There's a shot. And the backhander right into Forgrave. Carson Langer off the Suhai turnover. Blue Devils regressing back to their turnovers and sloppy play in their own end.
Well, yeah, you know, at the beginning of the year, you can expect that. But they've been, you know, improving. There were two big turnovers, and they got the shot.
From the drop of the puck to the right of Forgrave, goes down and behind the net. 2-1 Cap City, Suhai in the entry feed, left side, three men breaking. Here comes Wilson, he has two men to his right. Now Avery Wilson, he'll twirl around, lose the puck there, and now the Capitals bring it out. Capitals, Matko. Matko has a man to his left. He crisscrosses with him across the blue line. Matko now sends it towards the net, kicked away by Forgrave. Comes out to the point, there's a quick shot. Loose puck, Forgrave, big toe save there as he was moving away from the puck. And now it goes up in out of play into the bench area in front of Rick Mackey. Tosses the puck back into play. 8:31 to go in the third, 2-1. Cap City, big stop there.
Oh, by Forgrave had great focus on that there. He had his eye on the puck all the time, and you see, once you get into the game and get that focus to be in the game, the puck was it kind of pinballed on him. Went one way, then went the other way, and he made it. That was a big save.
Now the drop of the puck. It goes down and behind the Suhai net. Twirling around now. This is going to be Goodrich. Goodrich moves in. Big hit there on number 25 on the Capitals, Leo Clement. Now it's picked up by the Capitals, and this is going to be Olger. Olger tries to clear the zone. Comes out the center now. Kale Bell had a man hit him from behind. That was Clement. He kind of just grazed him. And now Anderson Young dumps it down and behind the net in the right wing corner along the wall. Now Max Tyler with the puck. He'll feed it down low. Picked up by Kale Bell. Bell on the entry feed now. He'll bring it up ahead. He misses his man Chico on the pass. Now it's going to be Logan Dunham with 7:50 to go in the third and a 2-1 lead for the Capitals over the Blue Devils. Now Suhai with a puck. Jay Dunham on the quick pass right side. Chipped into the zone. Shot right back up by the Capitals. Going after it, Cade Estritz in behind of his own goaltender. Fakes right, puts the brakes on, goes left. Now back to right, over the right wing side, he misses Hills. Now it's chipped out by the Capitals into the Suhai zone. Estritz is there. Now Cade from his knees gets it to George Bauman, and Bauman now loses the puck, and now it's fanned on. Comes right back out to Estritz. Now to Ethan McDonald. He'll tap it into the Capitals zone. Logan Dunham has it there. 7:10 to go here in the third. Stolen by Suhai at the Capitals blue line. Picked right back up by Dunham, and he'll loft it in on Forgrave. Good positioning there by Tristan. He clears it over to the Suhai forward or defenseman Dunham. Dunham gets it to the neutral zone. Shot right back out there by number 20, Griffin Ransom. Ransom dumps it down and behind the net. Now over to the right wing corner. Picked up by George Bauman. Bauman loses it. Shot right back up by the Capitals, Wayne Matthews. Matthews feeds it down and behind the Blue Devil net. Cade Estritz now. He'll tap it to Dunham. 2-1 Capitals here in the third. Dunham bouncing puck goes all the way down for an icing call. 6:36 to go here, third period. Blue Devils down a goal.
Yeah, Cap Center's keeping it pretty much hemmed in. They're getting two guys gone back to being a little bit sloppy, a little bit selfish in their end, and all they can do is ice that puck. And they ice the puck, the faceoff's going down to the zone. And, you know, right now, I mean, they got to get played back down in the Cap Center zone right now. 6 minutes to go.
And now the drop of the puck picked up there by the Capitals. Down and behind the net over to the right corner. Now Suhai gets it to the blue line. There's a shot, bouncing puck. Goes down low into the corner, into the Suhai zone. Capitals try to hold it in, they do. Comes out to the blue line, now out to the neutral zone. Two Blue Devils moving in, now three. Across the blue line, Medrick. Medrick hit hard by Anderson Young. Suhai holds it in, Goodrich. Goodrich feeds the puck down low, right wing corner in the Capitals zone. Now Moran with the puck. Trace Moran, Oden Medrick, he can't hang on. Now up to the point, Goodrich. Blue Devils down a goal, 6 minutes to go in the hockey game. 2-1 Cap City. Now down low, left wing corner. Picked up by the Capitals. They'll try to bring it up ahead now. Griffin Ransom. Ransom dumps it out the center, trailing back in the Blue Devils' own neutral zone. It's going to be Kale Bell, and he'll clear the zone. Devils go for a line change here. Capitals at the puck in behind their own net. They'll bring it up in the hurt around out to the blue line. Now Cap City, they are hit as they dump it to the Suhai blue line. Shot right back out, missing the pass in the left side of Zestritz. He wanted Chico just above the blue line. He misses him. Icing is a call back into the Suhai zone goes the faceoff. 5:34 left third period. Capitals up 2-1.
You notice they're kind of panicking with the puck a little bit and trying to do a little bit too
kind of
much
pressing.
Right now. They're really pressing, pressing, pressing. They're not getting nothing done.
From the drop of the puck picked up there by the Capitals, they poke it out. Two Blue Devils moving in. Now Chico from his knees now will try to get a shot off. And there is that again that Rick alluded to. The pressing is Chico tried to do three things and he was doing it from his knees, trying to get a shot off. And now the Capitals get the puck down and behind the Suhai net. Left wing corner back up to the point. Now Capitals play it on the rail over to Carson Langer in behind the net. He can't hang on. Now over to the right point, picked up by Phil Staub. Staub dumps it down and behind the net. Plays off the dashers. Chico tries to get to it. It's cleared out there by the Blue Devils. Capitals trail back in their own zone. Brody Olger goes down and behind Wandel. And now Olger with the puck. Brody Olger, and Olger gets it out the center. Now there's a steal. Here comes Suhai. Two guys going in. Chico down low, knocked away by Dunham. Dunham's their best defenseman. Dunham behind the net. They try to get it in front. Dunham poke checks it again. Now at the right point, there's a shot. Chico now in front. Here's a chance. Kennedy. Kennedy trying to get to the puck. He can. Out to the point. Estritz a shot. Loose puck in front. Kennedy now turns. Shoots just wide. Kicked away. Wandel goes down to behind the net. Penalty coming up here as the Capitals will dump it down, and Chico just cannot do that. He probably cost him a power play. 4:23 to go in the third period of play.
Well, that's what I was talking about, the selfishness and trying to do too much, and even that, I mean, Suhai 4 minutes to go, down by one, going on the power play. They might have took himself right off the power play, Dave. Like,
and it's happened all season long with Dominic, and he might have evaded that time as he'll skate to the bench, and he's very lucky that this is an offsetting, Big Daddy.
Yeah, you know, do you take a timeout now or do you wait? I mean, just, you know, because he doesn't have no power. Suhai is just going line for line. You know, Coach Mack is going line for line here, so I don't know what he's going to do. The faceoff's down there. I got 4 minutes to go.
Brody Olger is the capital in the penalty box. From the draw, Suhai in the power play now. Goodrich has to go outside the blue line to the neutral zone. Now Moran moving in. He'll dump it in. And a roughing call to Olger. And Suhai is a power play with 4:10 to go in the hockey game. And it's a 2-1 lead for Cap City. Blue Devils down a goal. And they're on the power play. They're 0-2 on the power play. And they need one here to tie it. Now Goodrich. Goodrich now trailing with the puck. Plays it out the center. Shot right back out in the PK by the Capitals. Goodrich comes up with it from Wilson. And Andy will get it across the blue line. It's shot out to the neutral zone. There's Medrick. Medrick with the puck. Medrick will trail back. Play it up to Moran. Moran moving in. They've got to set up the power play here. They'll dump it down left wing corner. Avery Wilson with the puck now. 3:35 to go in the third. 2-1 lead for the Capitals with Suhai's on a power play. Third period of play. 2-1 lead for Cap City. Anderson Young, he has the go-ahead goal on that backhander. And Young, good play in the PK. Backhands it out to the neutral zone. Picked up by Suhai. They trail back in their own zone. Bell, entry feed, left side, Wilson moving in, a one-timer deflected by Young. Good play by Anderson. Now it's cleared on the hard around by the Capitals. They get it out the center. 3:05 to go third period, 40 seconds left in the Olger penalty. Here comes Estrich moving in, 2-1 Capitals. Suhai in a power play late in the third, entry feed in front, nobody there. Now it comes out to the point and cleared out by Clement, all the way out on the PK, out to the Suhai blue line. Now entry feed, Chico moving in. Chico, quick shot, a flutter right in on Wando's glove. He'll hang on. 22 seconds to go here in the penalty on Olger. 2:46 left in the third, 2-1 Capitals.
I'm pretty sure he might call it now. To pass. Oh, yeah, I knew he would at 2:46. I mean, you know, you rush your big guns and get them out there, and, you know, you get your goalie out right now. Yeah, you got nothing to lose at 2:46.
You pull that goaltender right away, but you got 2:46 to go.
Got 2:46, I get him out of there, yeah. We're still on a little bit of power play right now, so you're going to have, a 6-on-4. So you'll be able to 2-on-1 them all over the ice, possibly 3-on-1 them all over the ice if they play it right. You just got to have the guys out there that's not going to try to do too much and keep it simple. They got plenty of time.
And that's really the key, Big Daddy, like you said, is don't press and really try to set up your power play.
Try to set it up.
Because they really they've gotten away from setting up that power play, and they're just, as you said, and you pointted it out very well, and that is just trying to force it.
Let
it come to you.
Yeah. Set it up, move the puck. I mean, they know the big ice, and I'm sure they practice it all the time, and you just got to have the right personnel out there, and it's a one shot. You got to get that one shot.
Dave Watson, Rick Corbier here at the Big Bear Arena, Blue Devil Hockey.
Oh, you cap them in.
And they're leaving Forgrave in the net. 22 seconds left in the Olger penalty. Faceoffs coming down in the Capital zone. 2-1 Capital City with the lead. 22 seconds left in the Brody Olger penalty. They do not pull the goaltender for the two-man advantage with 2:46 to go. From the draw, Chico, he'll lose the puck. Capitals get to it. Langer tries to clear it. It gets around Estrich and down the ice. Now Cade Estritz going after it. Estritz in his own zone, backhands it to Dunham. Jay Dunham down and behind his own net. 2.5 to go in the hockey game. 6 seconds left in the power play. Suhai across the blue line, moving in is Hoagland. Two men with him. He'll twirl around, try to find Kennedy. It was a blind pass, but it's held in by Suhai at the point. Forgrave stays in the net. Now down and behind the net of the Capitals, it's going to be Kennedy. He'll play it back to the point. Now Dunham. Dunham, the shot kicked away by Wandle. And now the Capitals get it out to the blue line. Dunham now the shot. Now a loose puck in front. Capitals get to it. Forgrave never came out of the net. And it comes to an icing with 1:58 to go in the third. 2-1 Capitals with the lead. But the faceoff comes down to the Cap City zone. 2-1 Capitals with 1:58 left in the hockey game. Looks like Tristan Forgrave is going to stay in. We'll see if they take him out if Suhai wins the draw.
Yeah, you know, they had pretty much puck possession right there probably for about 30, 40 seconds, you know. It's kind of a catch-22, rather you yank him or not, I guess.
From the draw now, it's Moran. Moran back to the point. Medrick can't hang on. It goes back to center. Race to the loose puck. Medrick gets there. Under 2 minutes to go, 1:45 left. Puck comes out to the left point. Here comes Bowman. He has a man moving to the net, Moran. Moran gets the puck, and a bouncing puck hung on to by Wandel as he'll hang on.
Well, he got him out of there now. You know, should keep him out. And, you know, I see that he moved Medrick back onto the point. And you need your big guy back there at the point. You know, I probably would have went with him and Goodrich at the point, but that's just me.
1:40 left here in the third. 2-1 the score. Forgrave is out of the net. Goaltenders pulled. 2-1 Capitals. Too high looking for the equalizer. Medrick now sends it towards the net. Loose puck. Wilson had it on his tape. Couldn't get a shot off. Now Bell sends it in front. Moran's there. Bellman can't get to it. Loose puck now. And the Capital player without a stick kicks it down the ice. And that was played by Brian Matko. Suhai with the goaltender pulled. They turn it over. And there's your hockey game. The empty netter into the net. Number five, Phil Staub. And he flexes for the Suhai faithful. And a 3-1 lead for the Capitals. They'll win the hockey game.
Well, you know, actually it was a 1-on-2. I mean, it was an easy play to make, and you never make that play up the gut like that. And, you know, you can finger point all you want, but, you know, on a big ice like this here, you got to keep it wide. And there's a turnover. I mean, you know, if you think about this third period defensively with Suhai, the turnovers that they had a bunch.
16:41, empty net goal for Staub. Icing on the cake here in this third period of play for the Capitals. And Forgrave back in the net here in this third period of play. And that was an even strength goal with the empty net for Staub with a minute to go in the hockey game. And last minute to play here in the third, we'll call that 15:41. And the goal by Staub makes it 3-1. Now Suhai brings it in, offsides call, 50.2 seconds to go.
You know, try to do it all on your own. And that's what they tried to do in the last half of this period here. Everybody got a little bit selfish, pressing.
To your point, I mean, as you just said, and kind of, you know, repeating it, that played as individuals, got away from what made them, look really good in that second period.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, they had two great periods. And, you know, the third one, they kind of, either they got tired. When you get tired, you don't think.
Yep. And now out the center, it's dumped out by Capone. 35 seconds to go here in the hockey game. Goodrich with it, 3-1 Capitals, looking to get the win to get to 9-5-1. Suhai will drop back to 500 at 6-6-2. And it goes back down and behind the net. Again, not to use excuses there, missing players, some key components. The goaltender that's played the bulk of the load, Bontrager, out before Grave, played an excellent game and gave his team a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, after giving up that groaner and, got some confidence back in himself, played a good game.
Wilson from the draw, odd angle shot, kicked away by Wandel, and now it comes back out to the corner, picked up there by Wilson, he'll lose it, and now it's cleared all the way down the ice, 10 seconds to go, Cade Esheritz is there, Esheritz down and behind the net, he'll go careening into the boards, the horn will sound, and the Capitals will win this game 3-1 and snap Suhai's two-game winning streak, and there it is, the Capitals are 9-5-1, big win here on the road, it was a pretty good hockey game, Suhai ran out of steam, as Big Daddy said in that third period of play, and the Capitals get the game winner on a backhander underneath the elbow of Forgrave and then an empty netter, and they win 3-1 over Suhai. Big Daddy, final thoughts on this one. A tough loss for Suhai. I thought they played really well. Looked like they were going to win this hockey game in the second period. I really liked their second period. You mentioned the first period was pretty good too, and the second, they really looked systematic, and I think you hit the nail on the head a moment ago. They ran out of gas and just started to kind of play as individuals there, and the Capitals took advantage.
Yeah, when you get tired like that there, you know, the thought process of trying to play the game and execute just the little things, you know, they're having a hard time. They turned the puck over probably half a dozen times late in that period, and, you know, it could come back and haunt you, you know. You can't point the finger at this or that. I mean, they had chances to score, to get from point A to point B to get that scoring chance. They had that. They just couldn't bury the puck, and sometimes that happens, and Forgrave, come back and gave him a chance after that groaner, give him a chance to win, but overall, it was a good game. I mean, you got to have a winner and a loser, and, you know, Suhai was on the back end of this game today.
I thought, you know, some guys that we talked about needed to step up. Ethan McDonald looked good when given an opportunity. Eli Hills had a really good hockey game. And we talked about the onset with guys out of the lineup and a player not with the team anymore, one of your better players as far as you look at with the no longer with the team. You know, that's where these guys need to step up. And I thought we saw some of those guys in that third line do that tonight in a learning experience.
Well, there's that times, you know, with that. You know, there's times where do you trust yourself as a coach of putting them out there and have them fail and, you know, have the other 9 or 12 guys your team look at you, or do you try to set them up for success? And, you know, he's going to have to counter them guys down the stretch because, you know, with the numbers that he's got, you know, they're going to have to have a role, get out there and get a 20-25 second shift and spill off the other 6 forwards.
Yeah, and that's indeed what they're going to need to do, Big Daddy. And again, Rick, thanks for joining me here tonight.
No problem.
And maybe we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Well, definitely before the season ends. We have a few games left in the hopper.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's always been great to do this, you know, Friday night. And, you know, it's just something that, hey, work with you is joy. So I just want everybody to stay warm out there. It's going to be a little bit chilly out there. So, hey.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully next week, Dave, and have a good game tomorrow.
All right, I appreciate it. And thanks again. Rick Big Daddy Corbier with us. And we'll be back at the postgame. So 1 minute here, and we'll be back at the final stats. And we'll also have next game preview, close-up shop, much more. Suhai Falls to the Capital City Capitals, 3-1 at the Big Bear Arena. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. And we're back here in our post-game show as Suhai falls to the Capital City Capitals by the score of 3-1. Capitals able to take advantage in this third period. Blue Devils ran out of gas in that third period of play, and the Capitals take advantage and they win the hockey game 3-1. Time for the final totals of the contest. We start in the first period of play. Suhai scored on a Cade Estrich goal, their lone goal of the game, and it came on a point shot, 4:10 into the opening stanza, and went past the starting goaltender, who only played one period, Harrison Powell, and Powell had that shot go over his glove into the net, and assisting on the goal, Odin Medrick and Trace Moran at 4:10, even strength, 1-0 Suhai. Back come the Capitals, 10:24 of the middle or the first period of play, a goal by Gunnar Sturrett as they would wrap it around. Forgrave was over on the other side of the net and lost track of the puck. Only his fourth start of the night, or fourth start of the season, we'll point out. And that was Sturrett wrapping around for the 1-1 tie. Assisting in the goal was Max Tyler, along with number 25, Leo Clement, 1-1 hockey game. And even Steven in the second period of play, the Capitals out shooting Suhai. As, both teams had some power play opportunities that the goaltenders held them in as Brandon Wandle would come in. And Wandle would come into the net in the second period of play, Brendan Wandle for the Capitals, and he would go the rest of the way for Cap City. Suhai's Tristan Forgraves would make some big saves. It would remain 1-1 going into the third. It would stay that way late all the way until, or actually at the 4:58 mark is when the Capitals would get the goal, game-winning goal. Anderson Young in a backhander underneath the elbow of Forgrave rolls into the net for the game winner, and it would be Ben Capone with the assist on the goal. And that would turn out to be the game winner. It was 2-1 Capitals. Suhai would pull the goaltender to no avail. They would have a power play late to no avail, and Phil Staub would get the empty net goal off a Suhai turnover with Tristan Forgrave in on the bench as they pull the goaltender. 15:41 time of the goal in the third period of play, and the Capitals able to ice the game and move on to the victory by the score of 3-1. Capitals with the winner now 9-5-1 on the season, and Suhai falls to 6-6-2 on the campaign as well. And a pretty good hockey game it was here at the Big Bear Arena, but Blue Devils ran out of gas in that third period of play. They fall by the score of 3-1. Coach's Corner tomorrow morning at Applebee's in the I-75 Business Bear in Sioux, Michigan, on the corner. The scores that matter. And, of course, we'll have Rudyard Bulldogs boys basketball head coach Jimmy Suggett, senior boys basketball player E.J. Suggett, all on the show tomorrow. Mark Ewell from the Michigan High School Athletic Association will play back an interview in the second half of the corner tomorrow that we had with Mark. We recorded that today. All that this week in high school sports and much more on Coach's Corner from Applebee's, 11:05 a.m. till noon tomorrow morning here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Scores from tonight here in high school hockey we'll start off with, because we have a few of them. We'll start with the early game. Here it was Petoskey in a shootout, 2-1 over West Ottawa. They scored one goal in the shootout, get the win over West Ottawa of Holland, Michigan, and a 2-1 win for the very good Petoskey Northmen. Now, at the North-South Showcase in Traverse City, it was Marquette losing in overtime, Livonia Stevenson 3, Marquette 2 in overtime. Earlier tonight, Alpena, meanwhile, was taken out back behind the woodshed. Granville thumps the Wildcats. That's Alpena's second loss in a week. They lost here to Fenton Linden on Saturday. 7-1, Granville wins in the Cherry Capital past the Alpena Wildcats in high school hockey action here, down in the Cherry Capital earlier tonight. College hockey, Lakers fall 3-0. They get blanked by the Fighting Joe Shawns. Michigan Tech wins that one 3-0 up at the Able Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. Rematch tomorrow night on today's Hits 99.5 SFM with Billy Crawford and John Forrest, 6:35 with the pregame. And meanwhile, girls basketball, Sioux High wins their eighth game. They win down in the Old River Town. Blue Devils 45, Sheboygan 27, and another win for Bat Bennett's squad. That's their third straight win. They're 8-3 and also 2-1 on straight area conference play. Sioux High 45, Sheboygan 27 in girls basketball earlier tonight. And those are the scores that we have from tonight in hockey and a little bit of basketball as well. Replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. You have been listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO, for my partner, Rick Big Daddy Corbier. And our broadcast engineer has been Frank Blissett. I'm Dave Watson, saying the final score, it was the Capital City Capitals 3 and the Sioux High Blue Devils 1. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.